Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios, this is Scoops with DannyMac.com. The Columbus Blue Jackets are in town, and this is our Blues Report, presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Hair Saloon for Men, Ryan Kelly, and the good folks at Schnucks. The Blues kicking off a long homestand tonight, and in just a moment we visit with Chris Raby. He'll have the pre- and post-game shows and the intermissions on KMOX tonight and the Blues Radio Network. Hair Saloon for Men. I go there, get my haircuts there, take both my boys there. Family atmosphere, very, very easy to do. They keep client notes on every customer that comes through their doors. So when you sit down, you know the type of haircut that you're going to get. Hair Saloon for Men. Also, don't forget the game at Hot Shots tonight. All the Blues specials with food and drink specials. They have been the home for Blues fans for over 20 years. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. A breakdown of Columbus in St. Louis coming up.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
We are coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Chris Raby will have the call of Blues hockey tonight, the pre, the post-game show on KMOX Radio on the Blues Radio Network, and the intermissions. And, Chris, the Blues return home, and obviously a very, very important stretch of games coming up.
Yeah, it is, Dan. You know, I think that it took some good and maybe some disappointing from the trip in Canada, going 1-1-1. Mike Yeo said, obviously, you feel like you left some points on the table, but still have to feel pretty good about the way you played in Toronto and the position that you were in a couple of times, despite a disappointing outcome in Winnipeg. And as you alluded to, the Blues now with a huge stretch of games, as they have 7 home games in a row and a big opportunity tonight to start picking up some points.
They need to pick up points, but they also need to close games out. And that obviously has been something we've been talking about on these reports. It reared its ugly head on the road trip, but they've got to figure out ways to close games out.
Yeah, you certainly do. And, you know, whether it's mistakes late in games or letting other teams hang around or letting other teams get back into games and, you know, take you to overtime when you feel like you should have won in regulation, that's an issue. And I think that, you know, as Mike Yeo has pointed out, you do feel good about where you're at right now, maybe compared to the beginning of the year and some of the trends you're seeing and some of the things that are transpiring over the course of the game. But this has been kind of a common thread for the Blues over the last couple of years. When disappointment has come and when they've had some rough patches, a lot of it has had to do with the inability to close out and the inability to put teams away when you feel like you have an opportunity to.
Jay Bouwmeester has kind of become a fan whipping boy to an extent. How do you size up his situation right now with the Blues?
Well, he's coming off hip surgery over the summer, and obviously with some of the other injuries that they've dealt with, he's being pressed into a lot of minutes. He's a guy who, again, over the course of his career has played a lot of minutes, has played a lot of important minutes, has played a lot of games and has not missed much time. So obviously a veteran player who is being counted on, and a guy who is on the ice a lot. He's on the ice a lot against the other team's best players. So when that happens, same with Alex Petrangelo, you're going to be on for some goals given up against. So I don't know, you know, physically where Jay is at, but I do know that, you know, they've got a lot of faith in him and really depend on him to play important minutes, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks. Mike Yeo has talked about the fact that the best players on the team have to be good, if not great, night in and night out. Vladimir Tarasenko not scoring a lot of goals, but he has pointed to the fact that he feels he's been a playmaker. How would you size up the start of the season for Tarasenko?
Yeah, you know, he talked about that this morning, and just the fact that at the beginning of the year, the shot attempts were up, they were there, you felt good about them, but You know, for whatever reason, at certain points, those numbers go down. I think that we've seen some lines juggled around a little bit. We've seen some things shifted a little bit. I think that, you know, Vladdy obviously is going to be keyed on by other teams as, you know, the most dangerous player and the most explosive player on the Blues. But, you know, you love to see those shot attempts. You love to see, you know, the mentality. And Yo alluded to this morning that when things aren't going well and you're kind of searching for goals, go to where the goals are. Go to the front of the net. Go to some of the tough areas. I would love to see that out of Vladdy, especially with this stretch at home and with the Blues potentially, you know, maybe able to get some of the matchups that they want for him, and hope that he can get rolling.
Finally, Chris, what do you expect tonight?
You know, Columbus is good. They're explosive. They've got a lot of skill. I expect the Blues team, though, to come out on home ice and kick off this homestand with a lot of energy and, you know, maybe similar to that Calgary game that we saw, Dan, a couple of weeks ago when the Blues were going through a bit of a rough stretch. They got back onto home ice and were able to really take advantage of some of the things they had worked on in practice. You've had now a couple of practice days after getting back from the trip. You're getting some more guys healthy. You're hoping that things are kind of pointing in the right direction. So, you know, I think tonight will be a good kickoff to this seven-game homestand. And like we said at the top of the hit, hope that you're able to start to take advantage of these games at home.
Chris, thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.